The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Listen, folks, you need to be in God's Word. Now, that's true anytime. Anytime in your life, whatever's going on, you need to be in God's Word. But particularly with what we are facing right now in our churches, our culture, our society, our nation is being torn apart by all kinds of division. We're facing this pandemic, and that is dividing us. And by the way, it shouldn't. Let me give my little pitch again on the mask thing. I'm not thoroughly convinced the masks really help. There's a lot of scientific evidence on both sides. There are scientists and doctors who say it's absolutely worthless. It makes you feel better, so go ahead and wear it. There are other scientists and doctors who say, oh my goodness, if we could pardon me, if we could only get everybody to wear a mask, we could wipe this thing out in about 2 months. I don't know. But don't divide over it. Don't judge other people. There are good people on both sides. If you feel that you absolutely should wear a mask, don't judge people who don't. Joe and I went to the post office I think it was like 2 days ago, and I'm wearing the mask. It's mandated right now. I don't see a constitutional issue. I don't see a biblical issue. I hate it, don't like it, but I'm complying, okay? And but anyway, I went into the post office, and I forgot my mask. I just forgot. I wasn't being defiant. I just forgot. I'm walking in. And another guy is walking out. He has his mask on. He looks at me, and in about the most stern tone you could imagine, he said, "Where's the mask, dude?" It's in my car. I forgot. I didn't say anything. But don't divide on this thing. Don't judge other people. Stop it. And I've said it before, and I mean it. Stop it. Don't feel that you are some kind of super spiritual, patriotic, constitution-loving American because you refuse to wear a mask. Don't do that. If it's a constitutional issue for you or even a biblical issue, fine. But stop judging other people on something so minor, okay? However, if you're a masker, don't feel like you are super spiritual and more righteous and more caring and compassionate than other people because you do wear a mask. Do your thing and let God deal with everybody else, okay? We don't need to be divided right now. Churches are making all kinds of decisions about meeting inside, not meeting inside, social distancing, wearing masks in the church. Just whatever your church decides, support your church. Support your pastor. These are tough times because no matter what the leadership of your church decides, probably half of your congregation is going to be ticked off. Because that's the way Christians are. We like to stay ticked off about something, you know, and it's usually something really, really minor. So anyway, end of that. I didn't even mean to get into that, but it's just heavy on my heart, this division and people judging each other over non-eternal things. I guarantee you, when you get to heaven, the Lord is not going to look at you and say, "Did you wear a mask?" I guarantee, seated around the marriage supper of the Lamb, we're not going to be looking at each other and say, "Did you wear a mask?" "No, I didn't wear a mask. Did you?" Okay, all right, enough of that. Enough of that. What I started to say was, keep your nose in the book. Best advice I have ever gotten in my entire life was from an old ex-probation officer turned youth pastor turned pastor, tough as nails, ex-Marine, God in my face, spit all over my face, shouting at me, "Bernie, keep your nose in the book. Do you hear me? Keep your nose in the book." Never forgot that. Well, I'm not going to spit in your face, and I'm not an ex-Marine, but I am going to tell you, during these times, keep your nose in the book. God will speak to you if you ask him to. I'm cruising through the book of Isaiah right now, just in my personal devotions. I'm out on the back patio of the house. It was just a beautiful, beautiful morning this morning, and I came across Isaiah chapter 30. The book of Isaiah is an incredible book. God is handing out judgment upon his people in one chapter, and then the next chapter, he's saying lovingly, tenderly, "If you just repent, I will love you, I will care for you, I'm going to meet your needs." It's an incredible book. It's a very prophetic book. If you read through the book of Isaiah, you will notice the term "in that day." I don't have time to go into it, but every time you see in Scripture that phrase, "that day," it's important. Anyway, this morning I came across Isaiah 30:15. Listen to this. "For thus saith the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest shall ye be saved, in quietness and in confidence shall be your strength." Return, rest, be quiet. Let God be God. What's going to happen with the COVID-19? I have no idea. Are the Buckeyes going to be able to play this fall? I don't know. Is school going to be in person or online? I don't know. Is this thing going to be gone by the end of the year? Can we return to normal? I don't know. In returning, folks, listen, we often need to return to the first things, the priorities. Return to our first love. Return and rest. Let God be God. He's got this thing figured out. This was no surprise to him. None of us have ever experienced a year like 2020. Our great-grandchildren will be talking about the year 2020. It will be studied in school. It will be talked about for generations. It will be. Unlike anything we have faced in over 100 years, in returning and rest shall ye be saved, in quietness and in confidence shall be your strength. Put your confidence in God, not in people, not in doctors, not in politicians, not in governors, not in presidents, not in elections, not in schools. In returning and rest shall you be saved, in quietness and in confidence shall be your strength. Isn't that great? But that's not how the verse ends. Isaiah 30:15. For thus saith the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest shall ye be saved. In quietness and in confidence shall be your strength. And ye would not. That's how the verse ends. God's people have been given the truth. And God simply says, and ye would not. May that not be you. In returning and rest shall ye be saved, in quietness and in confidence shall be your strength, and ye would not. No, don't let that be you.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
Let me just follow up just a little bit on what I was just talking about. Keep your nose in the book. Keep focused on the principles of Scripture. And, folks, stay away from the stuff that discourages you. And I'm being absolutely serious. If you watch the evening news, whether by evening, you know, the 6 o'clock, the 7 o'clock, or the 10 o'clock, or the 11 o'clock, if you watch the news and are depressed and despondent and discouraged or even frightened, stop watching the news. Just stop. Now, I am not advocating putting your head in the sand. I'm not advocating rejecting or ignoring reality. I'm not saying that at all. But stay away from the stuff that discourages you. I'm watching less news than I ever have. And most of you know I'm a news junkie. One great thing that happened in LA. Listen, this, I know this is weird. I know this is crazy. But when I was a teenager, when I was in high school, one of the big rock and roll stations in Los Angeles turned to all news all the time. It may have been, I'm not sure, but it may have been the first all-news station in America. I'm a teenager. I'm supposed to be hooked on rock and roll. I mean, I'm talking, you know, the 60s. I was absolutely thrilled. And when I was in my car as a teenager, my radio was turned to news. Isn't that weird? All of my friends were going, and I think, if I remember, I think it was KFWB. I think that was the station. It was the big, big rock station, and they flipped it to an all-news format. And all my friends were going, oh, there's no music. We can't, you know, there's all news. I was going, yeah, isn't that cool? I was weird. I was just weird. So, but I don't watch it much anymore. It's out of balance. It's biased. It's tainted. They have an agenda. They prey on fear, panic, hysteria. I stay away from that. I mean, stay away from it. And then here's the other thing. Listen to good Bible teaching. WRFD is known as a Christian teaching talk station, CTT. That's the format, Christian Teaching Talk. Now, this format has always been important. It has never been more important to be fed, to be encouraged by solid Bible teaching, which you will hear on 880 AM during daylight hours and on 104.5 FM 24 hours a day. We don't have any false teachers on this station. We're very careful about who we allow on the air. If you're listening to a teacher on WFD, it's solid Bible teaching. Now, I love good music. I love music stations. We have one. We operate a music station out of our studios. But folks, you need Bible teaching right now. You do. So my suggestion, listen to some music, of course. But spend more time listening to Bible teaching than you ever have before. Politics, great, that's fine. You know, hey, I'm a news junkie. I'm also kind of a political junkie. But don't spend a whole lot of time listening to the politics stuff. Keep your nose in the book and listen to good Bible teaching. The mission of WRFD has never changed, and it's never been more important than now. Many of you are not familiar with the programming throughout the day here on WRFD. I beg you to become familiar. Some of the great Bible teachers of our time have programs daily on WRFD. Some of the best churches in Central Ohio have programs either on the weekend or daily here on WRFD. Right now, you need that uplifting, encouraging teaching. And help us spread the word. We need desperately the word of God right now. Folks, have a great evening. But please, wherever you go and whatever you do, remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.